one's own mind and own body, we are sovereign over the physical capabilities of what you can do, just general, and what you think. All of those things are choices that are up to you. Not what you're actually capable of, but what you do with those capabilities when it comes to physical and whatnot. How come it doesn't feel like that anymore? How come there's things threatening our sovereignty of mind and body? Our world is just day by day. We get less things we're able to do, you know? Even before this whole COVID bullshit hit. I wish I turned 18 in a time where bars didn't close at 3 a.m. before 2 a.m. You know? Like, I missed out on Woodstock. I missed out on the crazy and crazy era of when the internet was free and wild. I missed out on that shit because there's all these fucking rules choking out my vibes, man. I got one life to live. And I don't know, I thought it'd be nice to do a lot of things. Be nice to know that I could do anything, that I really could do anything, that I really could follow my wildest dreams. But now I live in a world where my abilities of what I can do without my life being ruined by some bureaucrat, politician, and judge, it's on a list. There's a finite amount of things that I can do. There's a due process that I have to waste my fucking seconds and minutes in order to follow through. I'm so sick of all this goddamn waiting. I'm so sick of this comfortable hell that we've created. And I'm mad. I am in an angry mood. Because there's such a misguidedness in the world today. And I know that's a pretty bold statement saying that I'm correctly guided. No, I'm not correctly guided. I'm lost. I'm figuring shit out. But I've noticed that there's always these voices that speak louder than others in our lives. And I think, personally, that what those voices should be is those people who care about you and are close to you and say the words that nurture and grow you, like your family or your friends or someone who truly has your best interest. And yes, those words land heavy on the heart and they mean a lot to you, but they're not the loudest words you hear. The loudest words you hear is what you see on your TV screen. The fact that all of us know a goddamn Pepsi jingle. Yeah. How many of us know to truly care about each other? It's funny. It's funny. The louder voices out there. The ones in schools, the ones on the news, the TV, the radio, the fucking Instagram, the Facebook, all that shit. How much that speaks to us more than we speak to each other nowadays. How much easier it is to quickly write off someone's existence and their entire being. And no, wanting that whether you want to be encountering that or not can be broken down into a swipe. Or if this person hasn't texted back in 4 minutes, I dislike them now. What a fucking joke. It's people back in the day who, you hear love stories of people waiting half their lives for someone across the sea or some shit. You know, that's not going to happen to you because that's been bred out of us. It's not because we failed. Okay. So you know Kung Fu Panda and that Tai Lung guy? Well, a lot of his anguish and gripe with the world comes from him not being shown the proper compassions and certain things to make him feel satisfaction, so he spoke out in rage. So in essence, Tai Lung, although he was a villain of a character, still had good to his core. Which, that, I think, goes to show that there is a quote from Mr. Miyagi, I think. I'm not sure. But there are no bad students, only bad teachers. And I think that those who taught us, not faulting our parents, not faulting the last generation, not faulting them, I don't think that they've failed. I think it's the same people who've put out soap operas and TV shows to make money, to make you listen to them, who've spent all this fine, pretty dollar into conning you out of your own. The same ones who existed last fucking century. It's funny. Kings wouldn't even have a reign this long. But as long as there's this almighty dollar we like to put in place of God nowadays, as long as that's what the fucking tyrant bleeds, then, well, can live as long as many lifetimes until somebody bigger comes, because that's ooh-woo baby capitalism. But it's funny, because it's not how capitalism was supposed to be, with laissez-faire. It's tricked capitalism. A capitalism where the next generation of those who are supposed to be the next big thing, the thing that's improved upon, is already paid out and taught to just be a simple, humble worker. It's trick capitalism because we have these big parent companies that we think have it all for us and have everything we need to do so we can just suck off their teat and just labor for them our whole lives. Instead of, the fact that they have, like, patents that they could just make public that they've had for generations, and then we could just be able to produce everything locally everywhere. But we can't because there's good old copyright trademark law. And if a fucking company is just like, oh I'll just renew this license that tells anyone who reads it how to build a fucking Ford Bronco from 1980 out of like literally whatever, just the raw mechanics of it. Nah, bro, that gets locked up. See, they sell a product, right? I'm sure you've bought a product in your life. I know I've bought a few. And products are marketed the way they are so they can make money. The entire company has people working behind desks in order to make that product the most profitable. So, now you got these big companies that have been around longer than the inheriting generation has been alive. And it's like, well, if you have this whole entire fucking army of young and old of the previous generations working to make this more profitable and make the top richer, then it's like, okay, well, let's just stifle out any other fucking young person from being able to do that by just monopolizing on the knowledge and the production of whatever, literally any product ever. And it's like that's what's fucking happened. You're telling me that like all these dudes out, like if you've ever been to Berta, you go to any small town, and I guarantee you there'll be at least a handful of guys who know how to take care of their own vehicles quite well. And I guarantee you, I know a few people who, if they were just allowed to, could make a car themselves. But nope, too many rules. Too much, nope. It's gotta come from GMC, General Motors. Yeah, can't start up your own automotive company. You're gonna be needing millions and millions of dollars in order to compete. Because they own and regulate the global market of vehicles, the handful, couple dozen hand, what, I don't even know, less than 100 different automotive companies own most of the cars in the world, or have manufactured them, I'd say, safely, I think, I don't know, do your own research, but anyways, you got them completely, like, owning the global standards of trade, and then it's like, their market is already saturated in the entire world. And it's just like, fucking, how can you expect any other human being to come? Like, how do you get a startup business immediately off on the global scale? Oh, Elon Musk made Tesla. See, that's what I mean. It's a lot of money. You gotta have a lot of shit. You gotta be able to market it in a certain way. It's gotta be something that's in demand, something that you have to have a lot of back funding into. And man, yeah. Something to think about. Anyways, this was an 11-minute rant of me being mad. I'm not going to edit it because I do not release these enough. So I am just going to do them like this. And yep, that's what you're going to be listening to. So I hope you're into it. Give me feedback. Let me know your thoughts, I guess, if you want, somehow, however you get them to me. I probably know you if you're listening to my thingy. So, peace. God bless. And, yeah. Government sucks. Big corporation sucks. But, you know, the world's a beautiful place. And it really, really fucking is a beautiful, beautiful place. And it's not because of dollar bills. It ain't because of Walmart. It ain't because of fucking Michaels Crafts and Supply or Rona. It's because, like, the people here and all that they do and leave behind and create and the things that they do for each other, that shit's beautiful, man. You can't tell me on a clear night sky when it's nice and dark and you look up and you see all the stars out there that there's no beauty in the world, or a nice creek, or a nice waterfall, or just something that someone struggled to have for so long. And even if it's not a lot, it just brings them peace after all that hardship. That's beauty, man. That shit's gorgeous to me. And I think it should be to everyone too. And people just don't appreciate the art that is life. When you're too busy working hard, you just don't appreciate the art. If you're working for something your whole life, then it's like, well, and you're not satisfied, it's because you never learned how to appreciate anything. If you are discontent, it's because you don't know how to be content. And I'm sorry for you. That sucks. There's times where, yeah, it feels impossible. But it can be done. It can be done. And I'm sorry for anyone who feels that in the end, that, I don't know, they weren't beautiful. Because I've seen some people come and go. And I just wish I got to let them know that the things that they did were beautiful. And I hope they know that now, even though they're gone. Anyways, y'all just got to be a lot nicer to each other. Fucking love, man. Shit hits. And it's not something you just say. You know, it's not something you just, like, yo, I love you, dude. Whatever. Or like, yo, hey, baby girl, I love you when you give me that top. But, you know, that ain't it. Love isn't just a thing you say. It's something you really do and really feel. It's an entanglement. Good luck, everybody who's listening to this. Shit's tough. Be hopeful, though. Because, like, if if it's worth taking a risk, then I don't know, you should probably do it. Life without risks is pretty fucking lame. Like, you might as well have just, like, I don't know. What are you, a fucking nun? You came here to live life, dude. Like, why don't you just get reincarnated as a piece of grass or something if you wanted to just sit there and fucking, I don't know. Grass doesn't feel misery. Do something new. It's hard, it's different, but people love you. And you should love you too. Because that's good stuff, man. I don't know what to tell you. It's good stuff. So this has been me talking to myself for 16 minutes. I'm just gonna, yeah. Bye.